Three major model announcements landed essentially simultaneously on Hacker News this week, and the timing is worth noting because it's not accidental. Google dropped Gemini 3. 7 Flash, OpenAI and Cerebras jointly announced accelerated GPT-5. 6 Sol Ultrafast, and Jipu AI published GLM-5. 3. The 443 comments on the Gemini post and 248 on GPT-5. 6. Make these two of the most discussed technical stories of the month.
Let me start with the Cerebras angle because it's the most interesting business story of the three. Cerebras has been pitching itself as the inference speed company. Their wafer-scale chips produce throughput that NVIDIA GPU clusters genuinely cannot match at equivalent cost for certain workloads. GPT-5. 6 Sol Ultrafast is the proof of concept that OpenAI is willing to put its model brand behind that claim publicly. When OpenAI co-brands with an inference provider, that's a meaningful signal about where they see the bottleneck moving.
The benchmark numbers are striking. We're talking about token generation speeds that make real-time voice and agentic loop latency feel qualitatively different, not just faster, but crossing thresholds where human perception of waiting disappears. For certain agent workflows where you're chaining multiple model calls, the cumulative latency reduction is compounding. That said, the HN comment section was appropriately skeptical. Several engineers noted that throughput benchmarks on controlled prompts don't always translate to production heterogeneous traffic.
Gemini 3. 7 Flash is Google's answer to the cost performance tier that Claude Haiku and GPT-4o Mini occupy. But 3. 7 Flash appears to be punching notably above that weight class on coding and reasoning tasks. The 443 comment thread has a long subthread about multimodal performance specifically. Google's integration of vision into the Flash tier at this quality level is apparently landing well with developers who've been waiting for a cost-effective multimodal option.
Now, GLM-5. 3 is the one that I think deserves the most careful reading. Jipu AI is describing what they call emergent cyber capabilities in the model card. This is a Chinese lab voluntarily flagging that their model can perform security-relevant tasks at a level they consider noteworthy enough to disclose. The HN thread had 275 comments, and a lot of them were parsing exactly what emergent cyber capabilities means in this context versus in a US lab's safety framing.
From a geopolitical lens, the framing matters enormously. U.S. labs have been under pressure from the AI Safety Institute and from export control regimes to characterize certain capabilities as risks requiring disclosure. A Chinese lab proactively using that same framing, whether it's genuine safety consciousness, positioning for international credibility, or something else, is worth tracking. The score of 566 on HN tells you the technical community found the coding benchmarks genuinely impressive, separate from the security framing.
And threading through all three of these announcements is a piece that got 354 points on HN, Jeffrey Litt's essay, Understanding is the New Bottleneck. Litt's argument is that raw generation capability has outpaced our ability to verify and understand what models are producing. The bottleneck used to be, can the model do this task at all? Now it's increasingly, can the human in the loop actually evaluate whether what the model produced is correct? That's a subtle but consequential reframe for how we think about productivity gains from AI tools.
The OpenAI research paper that also made the front page, How Organizations Use AI, Evidence from ChatGPT, is the empirical data layer under Litt's argument. The PDF covers patterns across enterprise ChatGPT deployments, and the finding that keeps surfacing in the comments is that organizations are using AI heavily for drafting and summarization, but much less for tasks that require the human to evaluate technical correctness, which is exactly the bottleneck Litt is describing.
One more thread worth pulling, the why does Opus 5 feel worse to work with? Post had 74 comments and 79 upvotes, which is a high engagement ratio suggesting the topic resonated strongly with people who had an experience to share. The author's thesis is that Opus 5, despite benchmark improvements over Opus 4, exhibits a kind of overcaution and hedging that makes it less useful for extended agentic work. The comments divide into people who have had the exact same experience and people who think it's a calibration issue that varies by prompt style. What's interesting is that this connects directly to the understanding bottleneck argument, a model that hedges more forces, more cognitive overhead, onto the human evaluating its outputs.
And that's the through line across today's AI segment. Raw capability is compounding, but the human model interface layer hasn't kept pace. The companies that figure out the evaluation and understanding layer, not just the generation layer, are the ones positioned to capture durable enterprise value.